مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. Oh, مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stay success, stay.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Views of Madri Shahadur, many blessings in reciting through the Park upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the one who recites Durood e Pak upon me once, and if it gets accepted, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jal will erase his sins of 80 years just by reciting Durood e Pak once and it accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Views of Madhi channel, we said it before and we'll continue to say, please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. In these times that we are facing, we have plenty of time in which we can try and recite the Urad and the Wazaif. And in this particular hadith, we mentioned that if you recite it once, you will get this reward. In many, we are told about reciting in it in abundance. And the ulama ikram, they have said that to recite it in abundance, you need to recite it 313 times a day. And reciting Durood e Pak 313 times a day will not take you long. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, utilize this time. It is narrated that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he is from the lineage of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. His mother is from the family of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with every type of blessing. He alayhi salam was also blessed with beauty, abundance of offspring and wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal then put him into a trial. His offspring died by being buried under a collapsed house. All of his cattle, that included thousands of camels and goats, died. All his crops and gardens were devastated, to the extent that nothing was left over. When he, alayhi salam, would be given the news of all these things being destroyed, then he, alayhi salam, would glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, "What is mine? The one whom it has belonged to has taken it away. I had it until he had given it to me. He has taken it away when he willed. One cannot thank him, and I am content upon his will." Allahu Akbar. After this, he alayhi salam fell ill. Blisters appeared on his entire blessed body and he got covered with wounds in such a state everybody left him. However, his blessed wife, Rahmat binte Irfa'im, did not leave him. She kept on serving him. And he alayhi salam remained in this state for many years. Finally, he supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "O my merciful Lord, indeed I have received calamity, and you are the most merciful out of all those who are merciful." Allah Azza wa Jal accepted Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam's dua. How his illness was removed, that Allah Azza wa Jal said to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, "Strike your foot on the ground." Upon doing so, a spring of water emerged. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was commanded to perform ghusl from that water. When he performed ghusl, then all the diseases of his apparent body disappeared. Then he alayhi salam was told to walk 40 steps and he was commanded to strike the ground again with his feet. When he did so, another spring of water emerged, whose water was extremely cold. By the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he drank that water, it removed all of his illnesses and his body was blessed with good health. The bestowment from Allah Azza wa Jal upon him was to shower his mercy upon him, to advise worshippers so that through this parable, they become aware of the great reward of observing patience over trials and calamities. And they earn a reward for observing patience. And that's what we're going to talk about today, observing patience whenever these calamities befall us. The incident of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jalla states in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayat 83 and 84, translation from Kanzul Iman. "And remember, Ayyub, when he called his Lord, that distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of all those who do mercy. We therefore heard his prayer, so we removed the adversity that had afflicted him, and we gave him his family. And in addition, we bestowed along with them more of a similar number, by mercy from ourselves, and advice for the people who worship. It is stated, viewers of Madri Channel, on page number 181 and 182 of Ajaib al-Quran, a publication of Maktab al-Madina, that there's a widespread misconception. I want to just clear this misconception here by telling you what is said on this particular book. It says in that book that there is a widespread misconception amongst the people that Sayyidina Ayyub al-Islam was suffering from vitiligo, which is white spots on the skin. Some unauthentic books have also recorded fabricated stories about his leprosy. But remember that these tales are completely incorrect, and Sayyidina Ayyub al-Islam or any other Nabi has never been afflicted with the disease of leprosy. In this context, there is a unanimous rule that the Anbiya stay protected from all of these diseases, and that they are publicly, that are publicly loathsome and detested. So any disease that people detest and stay away from, none of the prophets have ever had that illness. This is because it is the primary duty of the Anbiya to preach to the people. So it's obvious that when people will detest and go far from them due to such an illness, then how can the obligatory task of preaching be executed? Conclusively, Sayyidina Ayyub al-Islam never at all suffered from leprosy, but only mere blisters, boils and pimples popped upon his blessed body, due to which he suffered trouble for many years, but he endured it with great patience and gratefulness. Similarly, this event has been mentioned in some books in this way, that during the illness he was inflicted with worms which used to eat his blessed body. This is also not true, because worms in the apparent body cause hatred and disgust. Therefore, preachers and orators should not describe any such thing about the beloved Nabi Sayyidina Ayyub al-Islam which people may dislike from, which is contrary to the rank of prophethood. Viewers of Madri Channel, we can see from the severe trials that Sayyidina Ayyub al-Islam faced, all of these trials that he faced, he observed patience and he remained content upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. He didn't wail, he didn't mourn, he didn't complain, he wasn't impatient and he wasn't ungrateful. But nowadays, my dear viewers of Madri Channel, due to the lack of knowledge, we find that many people in our society that have this mindset of observing patience. It seems as if every other person has fallen prey to being impatient. You know, the lack of knowledge, the lack of understanding makes us very impatient. We get impatient over small things. We lose our temper over small things. And if we're not careful, then sometimes when we are impatient, some of the words that we speak can lead us to kufr. And I'm going to mention some of the things that cause us to be impatient. Some of the things that some of us are unfortunately very impatient over little things. People become impatient if, for example, the operation is not successful. If they fall ill. Just before I came here, I sent some messages out to some brothers, asking them how they were and to see if they were okay. And alhamdulillah, one brother, he sent me a message back and he said, alhamdulillah, I've been blessed with the illness of a stomach bug and I'm taking some tablets to get a cure from it. So this brother, you know, was so happy reading that message that he was happy, he was content with the situation. But when we are ill, how do we react? People become impatient if they fall ill. People become impatient if they lose something. People become impatient if there are less customers. You've got a shop and you don't have as many customers at the moment, where a lot of this situation is happening, that those businesses that are open, they're not having many customers coming through the door, and they're feeling impatient. People become impatient if there is a delay in receiving the salary. So if the company, for whatever reason, delays in paying the wages, or there's a problem with the timesheets, or whatever, the HR department has any delays, people become impatient. People become impatient if there's a traffic jam. And here we see, at the moment, there's no traffic, but when there are traffic jams, people become very impatient. And we have this situation where people start arguing with each other, fighting with each other, you know, and it gets physical. And we've heard of stories that because of being impatient, people have lost their eyesight. And I'll give you the example. Well, not an example, it's a true story. There was two cars, and there was a car coming down the road, and there was this car at the T-junction. And this car was coming along, and what this car did is, it didn't indicate, and it turned left. Now, this person in this car got angry. He was very impatient because he wanted to go, but he had to wait for this car because this car was coming, and he thought the car was going past. And because this person hadn't indicated, this person lost his patience, lost his temper, and instead of going on his way, he turned the car around. He chased that person, flagged him down, started arguing with him to the extent that a fight broke out and one of them lost their eyesight as a result of that. Why? Because this person didn't give his indicator. Allahu Akbar. So people become impatient if little calamity happens to you. You know, if your tire gets punctured on your car, you become impatient. If, for example, your food is cooked at home and there's not enough masala in it, there's not enough salt in it, you become impatient. You know, if something, you eat something, some fruit, and it's supposed to be sweet, but instead of it being sweet, it's sour, you become impatient. People become impatient if instead of getting fresh cold water, they get salty water or warm water, they become impatient. People become impatient if they don't get the breakfast on time or the meal on time. People become impatient if there's an increase in the cold or the heat. You know, it's too hot today, it's too cold today, I can't stand this heat, I can't stand this cold. And people lose it over little things. We need to learn to have sabr and learn to be patient. People become impatient of not receiving your travel tickets on time, your train tickets or your plane tickets. You're expecting to receive them, you've not received them. And in current things that are happening nowadays where your train tickets are getting cancelled, your plane tickets are getting cancelled, people are impatient and losing it. You know, whatever is the will of Allah, so your plane tickets have been cancelled, the flights have been cancelled. Sabr karo, there's nothing you can do about it. People become impatient. For example, if they come to a gathering, and there's the Nathkhwans there, they're reciting the Nath, and they don't get the opportunity to recite the Nath, they become impatient. People become impatient if somebody hurts their feelings. People become impatient if they can't find a decent job according to their status. Oh, I should have this kind of job. I shouldn't be doing this, meaning I should have a status, this kind of job. And because they can't get it, they lose the patience. People become impatient if they can't get a good rishta or they can't find a good match. Sabr, patience. People become impatient if they're looking for a house and they can't find a good house, the house that they'd like to have. People become impatient. People become impatient if the phone, there's no signal on the phone, and why is there no signal? I can't phone anybody. People become impatient when there's no internet on the phone and they can't phone anybody. People become impatient if someone didn't invite them to the wedding or the walima. All of these things. Why are we losing it? Why are we not patient and just eager? Okay, just go with the flow. You know, they say in English, just go with the flow. People become impatient if someone listens to them, they appear to be listening to you, but then they ignore you. People become impatient if something you've got in the house breaks down, the toaster's not working, the kettle's not working, the microwave's not working. People become impatient. People become impatient if you've applied for a loan and you've not got it. People become impatient on so many things. People become, you know, lose their patience if the pocket's been picked, if your mobile phone's been stolen, anything. If people don't answer the phone, if you ring me and I don't answer your phone, you become impatient. Allahu Akbar. You become impatient if someone fails to pay the dues when they said they would pay it. People become impatient if they suffer a loss in business. At this time, when people are suffering loss, when people are going through this, what is the thing that you ought to do? Have patience. Have sabr. You're not going through what the pious predecessors went through. You're not going through those difficulties. And inshallah, we'll mention some more of the difficulties that they faced. And our difficulties are nothing. People get impatient if they slip or hurt themselves. There's nobody to blame. It's your own fault. But you lose it. You still get angry with yourself. People get impatient if a responsible Islamic brother or a subordinate Islamic brother hurts their feelings. People become impatient if an organizer, if you're a zimadar, you've got a zimadari, and your zimadar, your nigran takes that zimadari off you, you lose it. Sabar karo. Whatever you're given is given from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever is taken away from you. People become impatient if they face any form of difficulty. Calamities, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel. Troubles, diseases, all of these are part of our life. Therefore, getting worried over them, wailing, mourning, complaining to other people, is not a practice for the wise people. At such occasions, when any of these things happens, and to be honest, the list that I've just mentioned to you, the majority of them are very, very minor. And when any of these happen, in fact, when anything happens, we should remain content upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Have this in your mind that nothing happens without the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything happens as a result of what Allah Azza wa Jal wills. It is stated that once Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala said, "When I am afflicted with any calamity, even then," he says, "I am blessed with four blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal." This is the mindset that we need to have. That when he has a calamity, he says to himself that when I have a calamity, I say to myself that I've got four blessings. What are these four blessings? One, I don't indulge in sin at the time due to that calamity. So whilst I'm busy in solving that calamity or overcoming that problem, I'm not committing any other sin. What a great mindset. At that time, I'm glad that a bigger calamity has not befallen me. So he's doing shukr, that tiga, I've got this problem, I'm facing this difficulty, but I'm not facing this difficulty, I'm not facing that problem.
At the time of calamity, I remain content over it. And at the time of calamity, I do dua that Ya Allah accept my patience, and I do dua that Allah reward me for my patience. So like that person when he sent me a message before I came here, that I've been blessed with an illness and I'm taking tablets. And you know, the mindset is there that yes, I'm going to remain patient over this. I've been blessed with an illness, and hopefully this illness will be a means of forgiveness for me. And as a result of this, inshallah, if I remain patient, I will get the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we need to remain patient. Whatever problems we are facing, whatever difficulties you are facing, and yes, we understand that everybody's difficulties, everybody's problems are not the same. You may be sitting there and saying, yeah, well, it's all right for you to sit there and say this. You don't know the problems that I'm going through. No, I don't. I'm not admitting that I know all of your problems. But what I am saying to you is, by losing your patience, by getting angry, by taking it out on your family, by doing something like this, what are you going to achieve? The problem's not going to go away, the problem's still going to be there. But at least by being patient, at least doing shukr that you're not in that situation, that somebody's worse off than you, then inshaAllah, you'll be rewarded for it. So take everything as a positive. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jalla intends goodness for, He Almighty inflicts them with a calamity. So nothing is going to, you're not going to achieve anything unless you have some sort of a test. And you know, if you think about it, many of us, you know, have not faced the calamities that people around the world have faced. And I'm scared. Personally, I'm scared that I think to myself that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me so much. And if I was tested like those people are tested around the world, would I have the same patience? And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that I would. But think to yourself how lucky you are. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person is made to face calamity according to how religious he is. If he is firm in religion, then his trial will also be tough. And if he is weak in his religion, then Allah Azza wa Jalla tests him according to how religious he is. A person keeps falling prey to calamities to the extent that all of his sins are forgiven in this very world. Allahu Akbar. If you think about it like that, what a beautiful time we're going through. We're going through such a time where that if we show patience, then all of our sins will be forgiven. When we enter that dark and lonely grave, we'll enter it sinless. When we're on the day of judgment, we'll have no sins. What a beautiful time we're going through. How lucky we are that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with this. That's the mindset that we should have. We should be thanking Allah that Allah, you've put a test on me, yes, but it's not a test that I cannot bear. It's a test I can get through. And Ya Allah, I will do patience during this time. I will do shukr during this time. And inshaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, I pray Ya Allah that as a result of my patience, you forgive all the sins that I have committed. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, Allahu Akbar, when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves someone or intends to make someone his friend, think about this. When Allah Azza wa Jalla loves someone or intends to make someone his friend, then Allah Azza wa Jalla inflicts him with the rain of calamities. Then when that person calls upon his Lord Almighty saying, oh my Lord, then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, oh my bondsman, I will grant you whatever you ask me for. Either I will give it to you soon, or I'll store it for you in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. So when you befall a calamity, do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do dua for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we are told the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that either Allah Azza wa Jalla, because of your patience, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow you that in this world, or He will store it for you and He'll give you in the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever faced a physical or a financial calamity, and then he kept it concealed and did not reveal it upon the people, then it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive him. Allahu Akbar. Many of us will be going through financial difficulties, personal problems, difficulties, but do sabr, do patience. You know, what are you going to get by ripping your clothes and wailing and crying and saying that you got all these problems? Nothing you're going to achieve. So my viewers of Madani Channel, we've realized from what we have mentioned so far, that hardships and trials are not a means of calamity, but are means of mercy and blessing. Allah Azza wa Jalla intends goodness for the one who is inflicted with calamity. The one instructed with calamity has his sins forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses uncountable blessings to the one inflicted with trials, and there is glad tidings of forgiveness from the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for the one who conceals his calamity. my viewers of Madani Channel, after listening to so many virtues of observing patience over calamities, we need to develop the mindset that no matter how many calamities befall us, no matter how many problems we have, no matter how many travels we have, no matter how many flood of hardships overtakes us and disease surrounds us from all corners, even then a single word of complaint shall not be uttered from our tongue. Make this intention that no matter what happens, Ya Allah, tera shukra. Ya Allah, I thank you. Ya Allah, you blessed me with so much. Ya Allah, you blessed me with so much. We're so lucky. We are so lucky. I'm going to give you a few parables now to try and make you realize how lucky you are and how you need to develop this mindset of having patience when a calamity befalls you. It is stated that once the blessed wife of Sayyidina Fatima Mawsili, rahmatullahi ta'ala, fell quite ill. He felt really ill, which resulted in breaking her nail. So she fell ill and she broke her nail. But instead of mourning and wailing out of pain, she started laughing. Somebody asked her, "Is the wound not hurting?" And she replied, "The excitement of receiving reward over observing patience has kept me away from thinking about the pain and the injury." So they'd hurt themselves, the nail had been broken. And she was happy, because she said to herself, this is an opportunity for me. This is an opportunity for me to observe patience and to achieve something in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is stated that no one had ever seen Sayyidina Fazal bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala smiling. He was a great noble saint of the Chishtiya spiritual order. But the day his son, Sayyidina Ali bin Fazal radiallahu ta'ala, passed away, he started smiling. And people asked him, what kind of joyous occasion is it that you're smiling? Your son has passed away. He replied, I'm smiling while remaining content of the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. But because my son has passed away after the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I like whatever Allah Azza wa Jal likes. Allahu Akbar. He never smiled, but he smiled on the day that he lost his son. Why? Because it was the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he was happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was content with whatever Allah Azza wa Jal wills. The son of Sayyidina Mutarif, rahmatullahi ta'ala, passed away. People saw him extremely happy. They said, what is the matter that you seem to be happy instead of being grieved? He replied, when I have the glad tidings of receiving mercy, blessings and guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal upon observing patience over this tragedy, then should I not be happy? Allahu Akbar. In this particular case, his son passed away. And he realized that he's going to get all the blessings. Why? Through remaining patient. It's very hard for us to remain patient when a loved one has passed away. I understand that. But even at that time, we need to remain patient. We need to remain calm. We need to, you know, believe that this is the will of, which is, it is ultimately, it is the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And accept it. There's nothing you can do but accept the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that time that you were given. You know, a few years ago, my father passed away. And when my father passed away, I said to myself that, you know what, Allah has blessed me that I was 50 years of age before my father passed away. What about those people who, you know, they were still in the nappies when their father passed away? And they never really knew their father. They died when the father was 7, they died when the father was 10, 15, 20. I was lucky. Yeah? I was fortunate. And that's how we need to look at things, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with whatever calamity you have fallen. Think of it as a positive that it could have been a lot worse. As I mentioned earlier, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, he said that whenever a calamity befalls me, he says that I think to myself that this calamity is not as bad as what it could have been. So we need to develop this mindset. But unfortunately what happens is, we are facing so-and-so diseases or problems from a very long time. And to get this problem removed, we start making dua. And then what happens is we're offering salah punctually, but then we say to ourselves, why is it not happening? You know, I'm doing dua, I'm offering sadaqah, I'm offering charity, I'm doing everything, but my problem is still not getting resolved. You know, and then what happens is, some foolish people, they make the silly statement, and they say that, you know, I don't know what sin I've committed, and why am I being punished for this? You know, and this mindset as well is wrong. You all of a sudden, you've got a calamity befalls you, alhamdulillah you start reading your namaz, alhamdulillah you start reading the Quran, alhamdulillah you start doing dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then you make this statement, what sin have I committed that I'm being punished for? You want me to start making a list? of all the sins that you could have been committed? What about all the missed salahs? What about all the missed missed roze during the month of Ramadan? What about not paying your zakat? What about, you know, selling alcohol? What about committing stealing? What about cutting off ties with your relatives? What about uttering words of ingratitude? What about speaking ill about people? What about, you know, speaking ill of the Sahaba? What about lying, swearing, cheating, backbiting? All of these sins, the list could go on. Have you forgot all them sins that you committed? And then you say, what sin have I committed that I'm being punished for? Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Money Channel, we need to develop a mindset of observing patience over calamities. And I'm going to give you 8 ways of developing this mindset. Number one, whenever we fall prey to any calamity or worry, no matter what it is, we should anxiously, quickly turn to the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal and repent. Do astaghfar. Let alone just say through, we should change ourselves and think to yourself that I've committed all this sin. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Astaghfar, astaghfar. Ya Allah, forgive me. Do Salatul Tawbah. We mentioned it before that if you go to www.dawatislami.net, you can download the Madani Namaz card. And one of the Madani Namaz, what is the Madani Namaz? It's a self-rectification card. When you read that, it will tell you the things that you should try and do, the things that you should try and avoid. And one of the things it tells you to try and do is daily, before you go to sleep, read 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah. Repent from all the sins that you've forgiven. The second thing that you need to think of is think about the oppression and the trials that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions faced. Think about all the things that they went through. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started calling people towards the worship of Allah azza wa jal, then the people, they became displeased and they did all sorts of things. They threw thorns at him. Some people threw rubbish at him. He was attacked. When he tried to give Nekiki Dawat, people threw stones at him. The companions, hot stones were put on them. And think about the trials and tribulations that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. Are we going through this? Think about the trials and tribulations of the past, of what the past pious predecessors went through. We remember the trials and the tribulations that the grandson of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. For 3 days, no water. Have we got this problem? I've got water here. You go to your kitchen now, so you open the tap, there's water there. Do shukr. What would happen if there was no water in your house? What would happen if there's no electricity in your house? What would happen if there's no gas in your house? What would happen if you had no shelter, full stop? Ya Allah, do shukr. In order to develop a mindset over calamities, think about the punishments of the hellfire. Think about them punishments. This problem that you're facing today is nothing. It's nothing in comparison. If you were to face the severest problem in this dunya, would be nothing in comparison to the minor punishment in the hellfire. In order to develop a mindset over patience over calamities, ponder over the condition of someone who is facing more calamities than yourself. Like Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, that think about all those other people. Think about all those other people in different countries around the world, the Muslims around the world that are struggling, that do not have the food that you have, do not have the shelter that you have, do not have the protection that you have, do not have the medical resources available to them that you have nothing. Think about them. Ya Allah, ta'ala shukr. Ya Allah, I cannot thank you enough. And also, you also need to think to yourself that whatever calamity you are facing, this time will pass. This time will pass. You know, everything will go by. It will go by. But what will remain is how you dealt with it. For example, if we're in this current situation for 3 months, 6 months, what will be recorded in your book of deeds is how you dealt with that time. During that time, did you show patience? During that time, did you do shukr? During that time, did you try and do personal mutallah? During that time, did you try and improve your spells spiritually? Did you try and improve your family environment? Did you do all these things? Because that is what will be recorded. That will what be remembered. This time will pass. What is written in your book of deeds during that time will remain. So you need to ask yourself, what am I doing with this time? And remember that this time passes. Another thing, you need to develop the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in your heart to attain steadfast over patience. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, and whatever calamity befell you, that is because of what your hands have earned, and He pardoned you much. Maybe the problem that we are facing today is because of what we have been doing. All the problems that I'm facing today is because of me. Not because of him or him or him or that government or that authority. It's my fault. I'm in this situation because of what I am facing. Regarding this particular verse that I just gave you, my viewers of Madani Channel, Sadr al-Fadl Alama Mulana Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Nimuddin Murabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states that this is addressed to those mukhalif, Isain and Balik adult Muslims, believers who commit sins. It means that the difficulties and hardships that our believers face in this world are often due to their own sins. Allah Azza wa Jal makes this hardship an atonement for their sins. Moreover, at a time, a believer's hardship is for the sake of the elevation of his ranks. So whatever hardship you face, if you take it positively, Ya Allah, you give me this hardship, if I get through it and I get your pleasure, then I've achieved something. Think of it as an opportunity to get your sins forgiven. Another way of developing a mindset of observing patience over calamities is to also read the books of Maktabatul Madina. And we mentioned early on that if you go to www.dawatislami.net and go to the books there are plenty of books there. Utilize this time. Utilize this time and do shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Just to give you an example of the extreme shukr, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we can be like this. And I pray that our iman is like this. I'm going to give you an incident that happened. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he once asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he wished to see the greatest worshipper in the world. Who's the greatest worshipper in the world? Jibreel alayhi salam took him to a person whose arms and legs had severely decayed and separated from the body because of leprosy. Despite being in such a state of condition, the man uttered these words, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you benefited me from these body parts as long as you willed, and you took them back when you willed. I pinned my hopes, all my hopes on your mercy, O my Creator. The attainment of your pleasure is the only aim of mine. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Yunus al-Islam said, O Jibreel al-Islam, I asked you to take me to the person who offers salah and fasts abundantly. Hazrat Jibreel al-Islam said, he was a worshipper of the same attributes before being afflicted with this adversity. Now I have been ordered. Hazrat Jibreel al-Islam was ordered to take away his eyes. Therefore, Jibreel al-Islam pointed a finger at his eyes, causing them to come out of their sockets. But still the man uttered the words, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you benefit me from these eyes as long as you willed, Allahu Akbar, and took them back when you willed. O my Creator, I pinned all my hopes on your mercy. The attainment of your pleasure is the only aim of mine. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam then suggested the worshipper, let's make dua together that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you with eyes and limbs so that you worship Allah Azza wa Jal like before. The man replied, not at all. Jibreel al-Islam asked him, but why not? And the man replied, if Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with this state of mine, then I don't need any good health. Sayyidina Yunus al-Islam commented, indeed, I've not seen a greater worshipper than this man. Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam remarked, there is no path better than this for the seeking of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. This is how patience needs to be observed, my dear Islam brothers. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, when ill people, listen to this, when ill people and those afflicted with calamities will be rewarded as a result of their patience, then people with salvation would yearn that if only our skins were cut with scissors in this dunya. Such diseases should have also befallen us in this world in which our skins were cut through operation so that we could also receive the reward today that is only given to the other ill people and calamity-stricken people. On that day, those people that have not befallen these calamities, those people that have not had these illnesses, they will do dua, Ya Allah, I wish that our bodies were cut open, our bodies were cut to pieces, so that we can get that reward. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, successful is only he who leads a life with iman and dies with iman. Shaitan will keep on trying persistently to snatch a person's iman away from him. And so we should observe patience, because when a calamity befalls us, that is when Shaitan will attack us more. That is when Shaitan will make you unthankful, make you utter words of kufr. So it's at that time that you need to make sure that you do shukr in the court of Allah. That whatever illness you have, whatever problem you have. So an accomplished believer is only he who remains thankful to Allah in every state. You know, we say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise be to Allah in whatever state Allah Azza wa Jalla gives me. The mahal of Dawah Islamiyah, when we ask people, how are you? Instead of saying Alhamdulillah, we say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. The whatever condition Allah Azza wa Jalla gives me, praise be to Allah. And we shouldn't just have lip service, we should really mean it. That, Ya Allah, whatever condition you've kept me in, whatever my state is, wherever I am, Ya Allah, I thank you, I cannot thank you. Praise be to Allah, whatever state I am. We're told that every Muslim should remain prepared to face the test. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 214, are you under the impression that you will enter paradise, whereas the situation of suffering which came upon those before you? This is a test. Under this verse, Mulana Sayyidi Mufti Muhammad Nimuddin Murabadi states, this verse was revealed in relation to the Battle of Azab, where Muslims faced severe hardships of cold, hunger. They were instructed to observe patience in these conditions. Moreover, they were told that observing patience over difficulties in the divine path has been an ancient practice of Allah-loving people. Moreover, you haven't even faced the difficulties like those of the past people. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, you know, there's a saying in English, every cloud has a silver lining. Meaning that when there is darkness, there is also light. There's also a positive. So whatever situation we are facing today, whatever problems we are facing today, we should look at it as a positive. Look at it as an opportunity that you've got time. How are you utilizing that time? You've got time to build the relationships with your family that you've not had time to do before. You've got time, if you're living at home with your elders, to look after them, to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Previously, you didn't have time. You've got time to study them books, to read them books, to spiritually develop yourself, to read your namaz 5 times a day. You've got time to physically develop yourself. With our day-to-day routines and our lives, what happens is we don't eat on time because running around here, there, we come home at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, eat something, go to sleep, and our health is not right. In this time, you can get into the routine of eating on time, sleeping on time, studying on time, doing ibadat on time. You've got time. Utilize that time. This is the silver lining of the cloud. And when this time passes, we are told that on the Day of Judgment, you will be asked about 5 things. What did you do with these 5 things before 5 things came? And one of them 5 things is, what did you do with your time before you got busy? And normally when we hear this, we think, oh, maybe it's talking about, you know, when you're young and you've got a lot of time in your hands and then you get more and more responsibilities. But now you've got time. What are you going to do with that time? Viewers of Madani Channel, please utilize that time. Dawah Islam is here providing these services, and Alhamdulillah, throughout the whole of the UK here, and I think throughout the whole of the world, we've got the Madani Channel that's been broadcast to your houses. We've got classes that are taking place every day. We've got Madani Halkas that are taking place at Fajr throughout the whole of the UK. If you want to learn how to read the Quran during this time, previously you struggled. Previously you said, oh, I haven't got time to go to the masjid. I can't come to you for Zana Madina. Now online, brothers are teaching Madrasatul Madina Balagan. These are the opportunities that you need to avail. This is a golden opportunity for you to benefit and utilize this time. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla. If I said anything wrong, then may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me and you the ability to think about what I have said, to have patience at this time, and any calamity that befalls us, whatever the calamity is, whatever the problem is, not just this time, throughout our whole lives, Ya Allah, I cannot thank you enough. Ya Allah, I cannot thank you enough. Ya Allah, whatever is your will, is your will. I am helpless. Whatever you decide for me is better for me. And as you go through life, you'll realize that there'll be certain times in your life that you'll think to yourself, you know, why didn't this happen? You know, it didn't happen because it is the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And later on, you'll realize, you know what? That happened for a reason. And when that happened, I'm better now because that happened. At that time, I didn't understand it. If you accept the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, everything will be better for you. Have patience. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me and you the tawfiq and the ability to think about what I have said and pass this message on to others as well. Ameen bi jahi nabi l-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. May you keep a sin.